It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? This is Southern Senpai's two Southern guys who explore Japanese culture together. I'm Nicholas.
I'm DJ. And before we actually did this, this whole episode was actually messed up.
What are we doing today, DJ?
The thing was full. So now, he had a second shot. He did a great job, Nicholas.
Yeah.
Yeah, great job. Then we're going to see, we'll do Watch Along with episode two. We saw the first episode, and even though I wouldn't say slow burn, I'd just say it was slow until the end, in the end of the first episode.
Yeah, it was a slow burn.
Because the character's generic. The setup.
Yeah, the setup is generic, but also the thing is it's like, when you have this type of anime, it does have to be generic. It's all about the execution, right?
Yeah, this is that same old adage. Like, if you give, a painter and a novice the same amount of paints, the actual professional painter is going to do a great job. It doesn't really matter that his tools are the same. It's not really about the tools that you have. It's about the execution of those tools.
Right. You could give the professional painter Fisher-Price tools and paints, and you give the novice professional grade everything, and
the expert's still going to blow him out the water, which is great. But we thought the ending was pretty good. Today's scene enhancer is brought to you by Modelo.
Yeah, Modelo.
Yeah, dude, you guys sponsor us.
I didn't know Modelo was just Spanish for model.
It is?
Yeah, Modelo is just Spanish for model. And yeah, when it says Modelo, what is it? Modelo Especial or something like that? That's just Spanish for special model.
Jack Daniels is just English for some guy's name.
No, but it's like in Harry Potter, where it's like the reason why Harry Potter was one of the reasons why Harry Potter was so successful is because like all the houses and boarding school and all that kind of stuff adds to the mystique and magic of Harry Potter, when that's just regular shit that goes on in Britain.
They like, have like houses in Britain.
They have houses and prefects and boarding school.
Do they get sorted by a hat?
Not a hat, but
they get sorted by personalities?
No. I don't know how they get sorted, but most of that is taken from British society.
What was your middle school like?
Middle school?
Because my
bunch of heathens.
You were a heathen in middle school?
Yeah, we were a bunch of heathens wearing Aeropostale and Hollister.
Not personally, but in my middle school they did that. They had like, they weren't called houses, we were called sections. But I was like section C.
No,
we had A, B, C, D, and E in middle school, and I was section C. You guys didn't have that?
No.
You have your own hallway and your own colors and shit?
No, bro, we were just thrown in with everybody.
That's the Louisiana education system for you.
Yeah, we're just savages.
I never thought of that about being standard. Because when you said, wait, we're not here to talk about Harry Potter, we're here to talk about solo leveling.
Let's do solo leveling.
Okay, all right. As you guys know, we do not have the studio intros here. We just have the episode. It doesn't mean we don't have the intro of the actual episodes.
Yeah,
whatever.
You know what I'm saying.
The episode's 23 minutes and 40 seconds long. So I'm going to press play in 3, 2, 1.
Do you like it whenever animes do this, where they drop off, or they start right where they dropped off at, and then they do the intro? Or do you like it when they do the intro and then lead into the episode?
I honestly believe that it's probably like a tactic of theirs, because it's like if they start off directly with the intro, some people who don't people's attention spans drop off in half a second nowadays. They even do that in a lot of American TV shows. So it's called a teaser before any of the intros are shown. So it's just a teaser.
Just immediate gratification.
I think that everyone does that. I think the times where it starts just directly off the intro is because you know that this anime is fire and these episodes are about to be fire. So they don't need a teaser. Case in point, Naruto has done a billion and a half Naruto episodes where they just start up straight off with the intro.
Yeah.
A lot of Dragon Ball Z episodes start off just with the intro. What was that one? Full Metal Alchemist. Mm-hmm. Some start off directly with the intro. But those are like A-tier. No one's ever been like, I need a teaser to watch this. But Full Metal Alchemist episode.
Also, how did we go from A tier to S tier? Who decided S was like Why not T tier? Why not A and then T tier?
Yeah, it's usually A, B, C, D, E. You know what I think it is?
What?
Doesn't Dance Revolution do S tiers?
I don't know. But I'm just saying, like...
Like, but I understand, who decided, like, when you're grading papers, like, you never got an S on a paper.
Who decided, why can't it be V tier?
All I know is that, like, if I was in school and someone like a teacher was grading my paper, and they were like, all right, you got an S, I'd be like, dude, I failed beyond belief.
This is beyond the fail.
Beyond the F.
This is beyond F.
Which is weird, because if F stands for fail, then it implies that the other letters also stand for something.
Yeah.
What is C?
D is for...
It's like A is
you
awesome.
You are a dumbass.
B is...
B is dumbass.
B is, could be better.
C is competent.
You're a cunt.
B is basic.
B is basic.
A is asshole. Why'd you get it so high?
And then S is superb.
Yeah. Suck my dick, you're too smart.
I'm going to come up with a new creative in an education system. Because you have to create an education system. You can't use A, B, C, D, or E, or the S. How are you, what's your grading structure?
Oh, I would just go to a new country. I'd just go to Japan or Germany and see what their grading system is and just slap it on there.
I think they do the same thing as us.
I'll find somewhere that already has an established grading system, so I don't have to, all I gotta do is just adopt it over here. That's the American way.
Stealing others.
Stealing other people's shit.
No, I think that's Britain's thing. Ours is more like we act like we've owned it this whole time. We don't steal it. We say it was already ours.
And if you try and prove me wrong, we'll just bomb you.
Wait, you have oil?
Weapons of mass destruction.
You beat the crap out of them by telling them they have weapons of mass destruction until they make weapons of mass destruction to get rid of your weapons of mass destruction. And then you're like, see? They have weapons of mass destruction.
I heard that it was actually Saddam was trying to start a new currency and back it by oil.
Yeah, it'd be taken down.
And everybody else was like, yeah, fuck the U.S.
And you know what's crazy? I remember watching, like, I don't think he did 9/11, didn't he? No, Saddam? It was somebody else, right? Whatever. I remember watching 9/11 as a kid, like,
oh,
on
no,
the television.
It's not Saddam. It's
Hussein. No,
Saddam Hussein. That was the 9/11.
Oh, whoa. Hey, man. Don't move. Okay, but yeah, but it doesn't matter that you're... Is that what your specialty? Why did you... Hey, don't...
I mean, we knew that was going to happen.
All right. Truth time. Would it be inappropriate to ask for them sneaks, though? And be like, yo, let me get them off. You're not using them no more, bro.
Hold on, man. It's not Saddam Hussein. That's, like, really embarrassing.
Why are we talking about terrorists?
Who is it?
Why are we talking? How do we get off the subject?
Man, I sound really stupid right now. But I'm a Southern Senpai, so I guess it's on brand, right?
Yeah, you know, part of being American is not knowing America's history.
Is having the utmost confidence and being wrong at the same time.
Right. We're Americans. It doesn't matter that we're wrong. We keep doing the wrong thing until it turns out right.
That's our foreign policy.
Right. We don't negotiate with terrorists because we don't know how.
We don't negotiate because that would be work.
It's just easier to...
Just bomb the crap out of
them. We have hostages. Yeah, just let them die. Yeah, it's not really... Didn't it take, like, forever to get that famous basketball player out of Russia? And they were like...
Brittany Griner.
Can you just please just give us the bomb guy? And if you stop asking me about it, I'll do it.
And the people and the person we traded her for.
Yeah, he's like a...
There was a Nicolas Cage about that movie. About the person.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. They're supposed to be following certain rules. You guys didn't look at the rules when you first got in here?
He looks like a titan.
Who, the stone guy?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Their sweat drops be big as hell in this.
Doesn't that look like a titan?
It does. That looks like me when I see a bag of unused Doritos. Unopened Doritos.
Unused Doritos?
Yeah, man.
What's an unused Dorito?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Nicholas. When you have many siblings, so you only had one brother. Do you know what that means? And you both are guys. That means just someone wins and someone loses. That's it. 50-50. Either you win or you lose. Yeah. But Nicholas, I grew up with three younger sisters. Do you know what that means?
No.
Everything is shared. We don't have, like, bags of Doritos in the bag. My parents, they took Doritos and just dumped them into a large bowl. And if you wanted Doritos, you gotta just, all right, I don't know if they dug their hands into these Doritos already, but fuck it, I also want Doritos.
Sounds gross, man.
Not really. Whatever, man. You want fucking Doritos. Are you gonna play the game? You know what I'm saying? And you want Doritos, Doritos. And I gotta tell you.
Doesn't he look like a Castlevania dude?
Who, this guy walking up?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like Alucard.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Whoa, I think you're praying to the wrong god. You're supposed to pray to them, right? To this guy? Wait, I like soccer.
Oh my god.
This guy really enjoys his job. I wish I had a job where I just wake up and just smile. Whoa, bro.
Bro, he just got smashed.
Dog, them toes is drawn way too well. Them ankles is drawn way too well.
This man's got a foot fetish.
Don't do it.
Dude.
Okay, let's see, this is just a side. That's how, okay, that's fine. Maybe we're wrong. Because it's just a side. I hate this person so much. This girl is so annoying. Nope, the toes are super detailed in the back, bro.
They're super detailed. Nah, man, dog. Likes men feet. I guess men feet could be drawn the same way as women feet, right?
I'm not a foot expert. I don't know. We should call a podiatrist.
Dude just got split in half.
All right, right side or left side if you get split in half?
Right side, definitely.
Why?
It's the best side, man. It's my good side.
No, leave Judy. She's done nothing but talk shit the whole previous episode. She was like, look, you get no hoes, you have no powers, you in the way.
Okay. They are just knocking people off.
Just a quick shout out to any women listening. Being a tsundere is not like a personality type that you should be proud of.
A what?
That the tsundere was, oh, I'm going to be mean to them because I actually like them. Then they get somehow surprised.
What's it called, a tsundere?
A tsundere, apparently.
What's a tsundere?
I literally am explaining it right now. So apparently this trope in anime where the girl is mean to somebody, but she like secretly likes them, so she's mean to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. In real life, it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? Oh, only one per person? Okay, well, screw this person. Leave Judy. Unless, no, what are you doing?
Unless she has a big booty.
The great equalizer.
Big booty Judy.
The great equalizer. That's probably what it is, actually. And isn't he like a high schooler? Look how detailed. You got the veins in there. It's a statue, bro. Why did your vein... Why does your statue
your foot
have...
so detailed?
Right. And it's a statue. Oh, thank you. That'll help. Appreciate it. You know what's weird? They always get blood on their forehead, but they never get cut or hit in the head. Look at the knuckles on this, bro.
I don't understand how he got blood on his forehead, though.
No, dog. No, they need this artist. You, no, sir.
This man really likes feet.
They're so detailed. What the fuck? Oh, did he die? This is a smeared foot? Oh, they sung. Okay, now, before anything else goes wrong, please remember is there something else? That list looked long.
Oh. It looked a little long.
Yeah, are you able to... Hey, stop talking and do whatever the next step is. Please.
How does that not hurt?
Probably shock. Probably the the adrenaline and the shock, you just don't notice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're dying? Thank God. Did she die in this episode?
I don't know.
Man, I sure do hope so.
She overused her Byakugan.
Facts. And it's time for the scene enhancer.
There you go. Yes, you are absolutely number one to blame.
Yeah, like you did this. Everyone else is inexperienced. Oh, we're also having a death water here. There's like iced tea.
Liquid death.
Yeah, agave and vitamins. So it's not the regular water thing.
It's just juice.
Oh, you have to offer to the gods. Oh, okay.
You can offer that girl.
Yeah, kill Judy. Yeah, so murder Judy. Hey, just a quick word. All of you been wrong this whole time, so maybe we should let the guy who actually read the fucking instructions make the decisions. Yeah, you voted as a group. How is he supposed to know? Okay, you should probably say that before he kills himself. There's no way someone this tan is Japanese.
She looks Latina. Or Indian.
Hey, you ever hear about the one-footed man in the ass-kicking contest? He won. I love how these beasts are so generic looking.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god, like, beasts, whenever they say beasts, they're going to show an ogre, some lizard guy, and then smaller ogre goblin looking things, guaranteed. Bam. That was as generic as hell. Oh, I feel bad.
You dick.
I stand by what I said, but I still... Damn!
Oh, that's why they're getting the...
The money.
The crystals.
Okay, so... I don't remember on the instructions, but they said only a certain amount of people will live. Oh, okay, there it is. Do they become Power Rangers now?
No, now they become Digidestined.
That would be hype. Huh? Whoa. Yeah, it really doesn't. Why is there a shot of the cup? Why are y'all
showing crotch?
What is going on, bro? What is going on? Oh, if you watch them, they don't move. So then you gotta back up. What are you doing? Hey.
Oh, man.
Are you serious? Oh. She got out. I ain't gonna lie. I think she probably just killed him because... You about to take a shit? What's going on, bro? Tell me. Oh, okay. Alright. What's your guess? Do you think I died after escaping?
I don't know.
Facts. You guys were there already.
Yeah, so maybe you should shut the fuck up and listen to him.
The weakest of all mankind. How did you base that out, bro? Wasn't there like a bunch of people on E? All right, we'll go into three triangle formation. You can actually high key do this with just two people.
every single time. You two go while you still can.
Mr. Sloan,
stay behind. As long as one of us waits in here, the door should...
Okay, I don't know if you were caught up on previous events. I don't have a foot. Oh God, I hate this person so much. Facts. Yes,
you've been this.
Thank you. Oh. You know what? What's this guy's name? He's now my favorite anime character.
My favorite character.
You are my favorite anime character, bro. Thank you. Thank you. Nicholas, didn't you used to sell life insurance?
Yep, sure.
Man.
Did.
I'm sure you could have taught this person a thing or two about good life insurance.
Just
packages.
A little bit.
Oh, wow, he blocked it. I don't. How did you do that? There's no way you fucking did that.
Anime logic.
Just get on top of the altar, man. Just. Wow. Is that the other arm? Oh, no, you still have an arm.
How is he not dead yet?
Because he's the protagonist. They're like... Ooh.
This is brutal, man.
Dang, bro.
How are you still alive?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna know. This man has the blood clots of a Jamaican. Oh, the timer went out. Yes. Oh, it listened to me. That's cool. Oh. I guess we're part of the game now.
I'm
or this
confused.
Is the ending. Oh, it's an ending. Okay, cool, cool, cool. What'd you think, Nicholas?
It was pretty good. I guess I see... the pattern of it ends like that, so you watch the next episode.
That's an old TV trick. But yeah, I did like the episode. This was an interesting challenge. But I assume that this show gets like better,
and the
I
thing,
guess.
I assume because it's the series that he passes some grand test and then because the it's about the fact that he's the only one that can level up, right?
You know what's weird? There's not anything I can. Bless you.
Appreciate it.
There's not really anything I can point to that I really like about it so far. It could be only because I'm only the second episode, but I still would watch another one.
No, yeah, of course. Dude, do you think that people like take their headphones off? Like, Jesus, man, you just sneezed. You just in my ear.
God, I hope so, or else someone's going to be very upset with us.
But.
What is this ending here? This ending is crazy. Oh. episode 3 is
it's like a game.
Oh, okay. Guys, this has been the Watch Along for episode 2. I'm DJ.
I'm Nicholas.
And we'll see you next time.
See you.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at ComicConRadio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?